Philip Saint-Pierre, Research and Care. Today's date is zero, correction 10/06/2025. The patient is for Joseph Bruneda. Bruneda spells P-R-U-N-E-D-A. Joseph spells J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 07/24/1943. Next paragraph. This is an 81-year-old gentleman here for a lab review. The patient was seen here recently on 10/02/2025. He had labs drawn and is here to review those results. Period. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 70. Respiration 18. Pulse 82. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal as far up neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period as far up neck, full range of motion, correction. Next is respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no ease of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period as far up cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, no cyanosis, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, in range of motion, he bears weight well, with no ontologic gait, period, next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes, poorly controlled. Assessment number two is elevated cholesterol. Assessment number four is lab results review, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following changes to his medication. He was advised to DC metformin 875 milligrams and to start metformin 1,000 twice daily, period. The patient is currently taking simvastatin for his cholesterol. He was advised to stop taking the simvastatin 10 milligrams and to take simvastatin 40 milligrams, 1 pill daily. Next paragraph. Patient had a lengthy discussion about his lab results and the importance of medication compliance. And he says he understands and will comply. For the review of his test revealed PSA of 8.18. We discussed his results and what is his implications, period. Patient advised me that he has an appointment to see the urologist today at 3 o'clock and will be keeping that appointment. He was advised to continue taking tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams once daily. Come back to the clinic in force, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.